Hey, good morning. We're back after a long stretch of Chagim. I wish you have a good winter, as they say. And the shir is Le'ilui Nishmat.
Chaim Gavriel Levi ben
Sara. That's Steve's sister-in-law, Ronnie's father, passed away yesterday. Okay. All right. So now we are on Masechet Tam. We started Midot. So we started Masechet Midot yesterday. And we're on Daf Lamed Hay of this combined Masechta, which is Perek Sheni, the third Mishnah Perek Sheni of Midot, and we're discussing Harabait, okay, the measurements, etc. Harabait. So the Mishnah is like this: Lifnim Mimenu. So we say over here Lifnim Mimenu. We're talking about Chomat Harabait, according to. Okay, so we started off at the very first Mishnah on Amud Bet yesterday. Amud Daled said Harabait was 500 amas and 500 amas square, and most of the stuff was in the north. We saw that in Iraq. And then we said everybody who came into Rabbi had to go towards the Iraq. Now the Mishnah Kerazin says that Lifnim Mimenu, right, of the Chomot of Rabbi, so inside the Chomot, there was this Sorag, like a fence type of thing, Gavoa Asarat Tvachim, 10 Tvachim high. That's about 80 centimeters, just under a meter high. Kamimim Gavoa Vesukah, right. Now it's interesting, if you look in the diagrams, actually, I found the diagrams, maybe I'm called, yeah. If you look at the diagrams that you got there, there's a machloket rishonim where the sorag was. It's worth taking a moment, just looking in the diagram, because then we'll go through very quickly in the Gemara. So basically, you had Harabait with 500 by 500 amas, and then we had different shittas, if the Azara and the Heichal and Zerach Dashim were in the middle of the mountain, or we came to the conclusion there was basically more to the northeast of the northwest of the mountainside, and that the south and the eastern parts were left empty. Now we've got the sorag around the chayil. So the question now is, where was the sorag? The Rosh has the sorag. If you look at it, it's a line down the side. It's not circling and not around the Ezrat Nashim and the Azara, but it's a parallel. Can you see that line there? Like a long line. It's got that whole area there, which is a little bit interesting because there were different layers of Kedusha on Harabait. So we had the Har, then you had Ezrat Nashim, then the Azar, and then you had the Heichal. Now, according to him, the Sorag doesn't distinguish or differentiate between any levels of Kedusha. See that? Over there, right? Where the other Rishonim, so the Rambam, for example, has the Sorag going around the Chayil. And the Ravya and the Gra also have it going around the Chayil. Or they have closer, they have a mamash on the chayil. So there was this area of the chayil, which had a wall inside of the chayil, but the outside of the chayil was another level of kedusha. So according to the Rambam, there's a bit of a space between the sorag and the chayil. There's a ravya and the graph follows, or mamash right up on the chayil. So we'll see now what this is all about. So we're going to go with the Rosh. So the Rosh has the sorag down the side, down the eastern side of Harabait. So the Mishnah says like this: Lifnim Imenu Sorag Gavoa Asarat Tvachim. Shlosha Shrei Pritzot Hayuba. There were 13 like openings there. What were those openings? It says she Partzum Malchei Yavan, and it was broken down with the kings of Yavan. Chazru VeGidrum. They then refenced them, and as a result of those 13 openings, the Gazru Kenegdan Shlosha Shrei Hishtachavuyot. There were 13 places wherever you walk, you have to bow down. Have you ever seen anybody there? If you ever seen anything like that? Where a guy walks and he bows down. Walks, bows down, walks and bows down. And yeah, I'll story another time. Okay. Lifnim imenu, inside of this sorag, is a chayil. And the chayil is an area of eser amot. Okay. And now in there, there are shnei masar ma'alot hayusham. And there were 12 steps inside the chayil. Right, now it says Ayasham Rom Ma'ala Chatziyama. You know, with stairs in Hebrew, you've got stairs. I don't know what it's called in English, but you've got the Rom and the Shelach. What's it called in English? I don't know in English. I never built a house in English. But you got the Rom and the Shelach. The Shelach is what you stand on, and the Rom is the heart. In Israel, the typical heart was about 12 and a half to 14 and a half centimeters.
I know the rise.
Tekken.
Yeah,
the riser. The riser. Thank you. The riser and the step, probably. So the riser and the step. Okay, well, that's the Rom and the Shelach. So now, the Rom was half an Amma. Half an Amma is about 22 centimeters, 25, 26 centimeters. It's quite high, eh? Half an Amma. An Amma is about half a meter, so it's about a quarter of a meter. Quite high, the Rom. ושלחה חצי אמה. So basically they're both half אמה, half אמה. Right, כל המעלות שהיו שם, לא מעלה חצי אמה ושלחה חצי אמה. It says the Mishnah, all the steps that were there, where the room was חצי אמה, and the שלחה חצי אמה, חוץ משל עולם. Other than the עולם, right, we'll see, look at the Rosh Aviyah. So he says, Chayesramot, I skipped over that. שתיים ושבע מעלות היו בחייל, רום כל מלאך חצי אמה ושלך, כל המעלות שהיו בהר הבית, he says, yeah, all the in הר הבית, חוץ משל עולם, שיש שם משלך אמה. There the שלך was a whole אמה. So going into the אולם, right, into the Kodesh, the Kodashim, he said that those steps were a whole אמה ward. But everyone else in the Beit HaMikdash, it's half אמה by half אמה. Okay. כל הפתחים שהיו שם, and now as well, all the openings that were in the Beit HaMikdash, שהיו שם גובהן 20 אמה, like a sukkah, right? The maximum of a sukkah is 20 amot, right? Like 20 amot? No, 20 amot, yeah. Sukkah is 20 amot, and it's pasul, right? About 20 amot. Right, כל הפתחים שהיו שם גובהן 20 אמה, ורוחבן 10 אמות, 20 by 10, standard building code in the Beit HaMikdash. Steps are half an amah, half an amah. Doors are 20 by 10. Okay, chutz mishalom. Also, other than the ulam as well, right? Look at the Rosh Aviyah. Chutz mishal ulam, shaya gova hapetach 40. The height there was 40 amot, v'rochvo 20 and 20 by 40. So they were basically all rectangles, right? Either 20 by 10. The ulam was 40 by 20. Okay, that was the 40 by 20. חוץ משל עולם, כל השערים שהיו שם היו להן שקופות. All of them had a שקופות. A שקופות, we would call in Hebrew a משקוף. Okay? שקופות, חוץ משל טדי. Remember, טדי was the door that wasn't used. Remember the gate that wasn't used? We've seen it a few times now. שהיו שם שתי אבנים מוטות זו על גבי זו. There were just two stones leaning one on top of the other. Right? Look at the Rosh over here. It says, היו להן שקופות. היה להן משקוף. Aroch was a long mashkof, umunach al shtei mezuzot, like a doorpost. You had an upright and a lintel across the top, right? With ke'ein shelanu, he says, l'rosh, listen to our doors, chutz mishar tedi shayu sham shtei abanim motot, zo agab zo kaze. Can you see the rosh there? He says, like this. And he draws like an A. Can you see that there? You see that in the rosh, on the outer side of the page? Ooh. Anybody see it? Right? Okay. So that was like an A-frame. Kol ha-sharim shayu sham, all the gates, nishtanu liyot shel zahav, eventually changed and became golden. Chutz mishar nikanor. Right? Other nikanor. Nikanor was copper. Right? So he says over here, now if you look there, the Mishnah says, chutz mishar nikanor she na'aseh bahen nes. Look at the Rosh there. Kitab Yuma. There was a miracle happened. Yeshumi Bibnation Nechoshtan Mativ. And in those that say they were covered in Nechoshet, right? And therefore and the Choshet went a bit yellow. So either became a nest. You must remember that we're talking about, we mentioned this as well yesterday. We're discussing at the moment Beit Sheni. When Beit Sheni was built, the guys were very, very poor. It was built with wood, it was built with cloth. They never had money. It was built very poorly. And either, I don't know, I read, either was during Hordus's time or maybe even afterwards, themselves before Hordus, they got a bit of money and then they took the wooden doors and coated them with copper, whatever they called it. It wasn't like in the Beit Rishon of Shlomo HaMelech, which was all basically gold and fancy. Afterwards, when Hordus built it, isn't there some saying that people haven't seen Hordus's, but they haven't seen a building or something? Hordus's building was very, very beautiful. But the Beit, as a rule, Beit Sheni, most of its time, wasn't a very lavish building. So, okay, Israel Anashim. Now, Israel Anashim, what we're calling Israel Anashim, really is the Azara where everything took place, right? It's called Israel Anashim because women were also allowed in there. I'm now on Mishnah. You're right. I skipped on it. Okay. I thought I'd get away with it. I didn't. Okay, now it's okay. V'chol haktalim, right? Kol haktalim shayu sham ayu gvohim chutz mikotel ha-mizrachi. All the walls were tall, other than the far eastern wall. Shakoin has surrefed a parah, because the Kohen would take his parah and go and burn it. Omed Barosh Hara Mishcha, right? He was standing on the mountain. Umitkaven v'ro'e b'pitcho shel heichal b'shat hazayat adam. And he'd stand and have to see all the way from where he was. I think it was Har HaZaitim he'd stand. If you look, actually, I saw a diagram here on one of the pages. Yeah, look here. Chatach HaMikdash b'Ramat Min Adarim. There's an elevation of the Beit HaMikdash from the east, from the southern elevation. Look, it's worth looking. Look at this. You haven't got to look here. Here's the southern elevation. So there we've got the Ulam and the Heichal for the Kodesh HaKodashim, right, on the far west. And there were 22 amos high, if you take the whole mountain. Because there were stairs going up, remember, from the Mizbeach area, from the Azari into the Ulam. Then you went down and there were stairs. There's a machloket over here. Here's Shaar Nicanor. Remember, we learned this before, that Shaar Nicanor, as you walk into Shaar Nicanor, there's an area called Ezrat Yisrael. And there's an 11 amma wide area where the Yisraelim were allowed to come in, and that's where they do smicha on their things and they bring them. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Now, there's a machloket if there were three steps between that Shaar Yisrael and Shaar and Ezrat Kohanim. So this diagram showing you the three steps over here, so it's a little bit lower. Then there are the steps going in from the Ezrat Nashim through Shaar Nicanor up to the Ezrat the Azara. And then you've got the stairs into the Shaar over there into Har HaBayit. And then over here, you've got the Shaar HaMizrahi. So the Shaar HaMizrahi was the lowest wall, because a Kohen would stand over here and he'd have to see over the wall, through the doors, all the way into the Kodesh HaKodashim when he was doing his Azayah, burning the para. So basically, it was done in such a way, if this was a high wall, he wouldn't see over it. So he'd have a perfect view from all the way. He'd stand, he had to have pretty good vision or very good glasses, right? But whatever the case was, he had to be able to see all the way into Har HaBayit, over into the Azara, Ezrat Nashim, through Shaar Nicanor, over the Mizbeach, through the Ulam, to the Parochet. Okay? So that's why the wall was low. So Kol HaKtarim Sheyusham Gvahim Chutz Mikol HaMizrahi, Shakohen Shem Paro Omer Bo Shaar Mishcha, Umitkaven, Vorever Pitcho Shleichal, Shazalim. Okay? So there we are. Okay. Now Ezrat Nashim. Now we've got the Ezrat Nashim. So the Ezrat Nashim is really where all the activities took place of the Yisraelim. That's where with lots of Lishkot around there. We saw in the diagrams that we had. Look in the previous diagrams that we had over here. So this is the Ezrat Nashim, right? This big area over here is Ezrat Nashim. And in these big four areas over here, right, there was Lishkat Mitzoraim and Lishkat Beit Shamania. The Nashim are you Korot Batura in the Mamad. Okay. Yeah. In this Misibot, yeah, in the tunnels. Right. Then Ezra Nashmeta Orech Mea Vishloshim Vachamesh. It was 135 Amar Arochav Mea Vishloshim Vachamesh. It was a square, 135 by 135 Amot. Look at the Rosh over here. Ezra Nashmeta Orech Mirat Mina Mizrach Lemarv. Basically, interesting, the Rosh points out over here. We said that, look at this, the Nahata Orech, the length was 135 on width 135. Now that is like a misnomer. You can't have the length and width the same distance. Why is the one called the length and one's called the width? Length is normally the longer part of the Halaira. The length is normally the longer area of the thing. A square hasn't got a length and a width. A rectangle is a length and a width. The square has sides, four sides, whatever case. So he says like this. So he says the length is right now orech mina mizrach lamar, from the east to west, and arocha in the width mina tzafona, from north to south. And he says who moneh v'holech le pares harabait mi mizrach lamarav lechach lechen kari le orech. He says basically we're going and we're counting all the distances from east to west. We're going towards the Kodesh HaKodashim. Everything's going from the entrance on the eastern side to the Kodesh HaKodashim. That's why in this diagonal, it's called the length. And this one is called the width. But really, it's a square, right? Afilu ach, afapi, sha'orech, varochev, shav. Even though that's saying this, the Rosh does it, it's not lost on him, that area. Arba lishkot hayub, armik tzoteh, shal arba'im, al arba'im amma. And each on the four corners of the Azara, there were four lishkot, like areas. Each one was 40 by 40. So you got 150, I'm on 135, and there were 40. They weren't covered. And in the future, they won't be covered either. שנאמר, ויוצאני אל החצר החיצונה, ואעבירני לארבעת מקצוע החצר, והנה חצר מקצוע החצר וכולי, לפסוק הראשון נמצא בארבע מקצוע החצר, חצרות כתורות. ואין כתורות, הן אומרות כתורות מין, שאינן, אלא שאינן מקורות. So my mission, so what were these four lishkot for? So the Mishnah says, Dromit Mizrachit, in the southeastern one, that is, southeast is the closest one, right, to the entrance on the south. Dromit Mizrachit, hi aita lishkat ha-nazirim. Okay, so the nazirim, it's quite amazing because when we think about a nazir, you think there might have been a one-off nazir. Obviously tons of nazirim, because you wouldn't need a lishka for the nazirim in the Beit HaMikdash if there was one nazir. They'd have a little corner for him. Obviously, the idea of being a Nazir was a common thing, right?
30 days.
Sorry?
Only 30 days.
No, but I'm saying they only came here on the last day. But I'm saying the fact is there must have been lots of Nazirim. I mean, it's only 30 days to be a Nazir.
Yeah,
but you got to go shave your whole body.
I understand.
And you got would you want to be a Nazir for 30 days? That's only 30. How many people here want to go and do that even for 30 days?
90 days minimum,
right? Right, obviously, we're enough nazirim to justify having their own lishka, right? He had a lishka nazirim. Shesham hanazirim, look here, mevashlim et shalmehem. They come and cook their korbanot. Umegalchim et saran, and they go and they do a whole full body shave. Umeshalchim. Well, I suppose you know what guys who do bicycle cyclists and that they sway shave their whole body, swimmers shave their whole body. I remember once the first Ironman I went to was the craziest cycle in the world. The guy was standing out there in a parking lot. With one of those like Shea Ravers shaving his whole body just on the floor there in the parking lot. Because they come with campers. In Europe, they come with their campers and their caravans all over. And they park outside where the racers are on the night before. The guy literally walking around the parking lot shaving his whole body with a razor. I suppose, okay, maybe.
He went up to him and said, for a Nazir, he's not doing it the right way.
No, he's got to go to the Beit HaMikdash. I never knew about this in those. Okay. So it was actually a new experience for me. So that's where he'd mevashel. He's et shalmehem begalchin et saran sheu meshalchim tachar adud. Look here, what's the Rosh say about meshalchim tachar adud? He says over there, umegalchim et sarehem. We got the pasuk there. He says umeshalchim tachar adud. In the middle of the Rosh, the bottom there, the wide lines. Yore, there was this big urn there, or cistern, right? She mitbashlim ba hashlamim. They had cooked the shlamim. Kriktiv v'natan et ha'esh. Asher tachad zevach hashlamim. Okay, so they'd cook it there. There was a big plan. They'd roast it, they'd boil it. And that was the north, that was the southwestern gate. Mizrachitz fornit, the northeastern lishka. Hiata lishka ta'etzim. That was lishka ta'etzim. Listen to this. All the wood was. Sheshama kohanim ba'alei mumin. Listen to this. The kohanim were ba'alei mumin. And the Rosh says, kohanim ba'alei mumin. She'enan ruin avodah. They couldn't do avodah. They never got off, they never went home and watched a football game on television, right? They still had to work. But kina etzim, they would check the wood. Remember Menachot Perikola Korbanot, they lo shanu erelach. Aval yavesh goru v'kasher. If it was wood, it was a problem. If there was dry worms, right, they could just scratch them off. So if there were live worms, I suppose, wet ones in the wood, it was a problem. If they were dry, they could just scratch them off and fix up the wood and put the wood back into use, right? I'm Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. I think it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Shachachti ma sorry. So they put three marviti. The marvit dromit, the southwestern one. I'm Rabbi Yaakov. Shachachti ma sheita meshameshi. I forgot what that used to use. He wasn't sure what that was. Abba Shaul says, what was that for? Sheshama you not need yayin v'shemin. That's where they'd store the wine and the oil. Hiayta nikret lishkat beit shamnia. So I saw a note somewhere that there was more oil than wine. That's why it got its name beit shamnia after wine as opposed to the shemen, of oil as opposed to the wine. V'chalka hayata berosha. And it was smooth on the roof. What does it mean smooth on the roof? We're talking now about this whole Ezrat Nashim. We've now gone back to Ezrat Nashim. So we only mentioned three chambers, right? Not four, if I'm mistaken. Am I right? We said there were four lishkot. So I had chachot k'tor v'engtor elashen and mukramay musham. We had dromit mizrachit. We had nazirim. Then we had the tzfon mizrachit. The north one was the etzim. And then and then we had Tzfonit Maravit was the Nishkata Metzorim Arya. Maratrum, it wasn't sure what it was. Thank you. Abishal says it was, they put wine and shem in it. We had all four, right. Now we go back to the Azara. We're talking about the Azara itself. The Chalkayata, in other words, the walls were smooth. But Roshan, there was nothing on them. They were empty, not covered. Look at the Rosh over here. Ezrat Nashim Barishona Shelo Hayaba Shum Tikra. It originally never had a roof. Right? Now you're talking about the woman's laning, okay? They had other problems with women in the Beit HaMikdash, right? But Roshan Bahi Kifua Ketzot Sara.
I think Michael did an excellent job reading the Chatanim thing. I thought it was very good. But both Ilan and I heard when you talked about Daphne's, you said Hid Rachava. We heard about the spreading like Torah. I heard you say Hid Harva was destroyed.
No, he never said that. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. You can't even record that. Right. V'kifua ketzotzara. The Rosh has another lashon over here. V'kifua gzustara. Right? Gzustra is like coverings. Right? V'asu zizin. Look at the Rosh there. V'asu zizin v'kotel. They put like zizin, or like, it's unbelievable because they had walls. And they put like a ziz, like, what's in English, the word you do when you build today? You put like steel things into the walls, and from there you cast concrete across them. Like a ziz, like something sticking out of the walls, like, I don't know, help me, no? Zizin, huh? Now, like, you know, when you know, often you see in a building that hasn't been finished yet, you've got a wall, and like steel pipes, like...
Scaffolding?
No, man. Like, here's the wall.
Yes, I know.
It's
a wall.
Like,
I don't know what it's called.
You're the builder.
Joist?
Like steel rods coming out of the wall, and then you can build and you can connect onto. That's how you connect concrete with these steel rods. So exactly, they're built like these rods coming out, and from that they put a roof on. This is talking about specifically. Rosh mentioned we're talking about Simchat Beit HaShoeva in the Beit HaMikdash. It wasn't throughout the whole year, right? And why do they do this? Shanashim ro'ot min ha'malan v'anashim min ha'malan. They had women on the top and men at the bottom. Right? That's where the idea of these balconies and shuls comes from, right? From this. Right? Kedei shelo yehu me'uravin. They wouldn't mix up. Look at the Rosh at the bottom there. He says like this. He says, "Beperik batri masechet sukkah daf nun aleph. Brishona yu nashim mibifnim v'anashim b'chutz. The women inside, the men outside. Ubao lidei kalut rosh." And they came to, how do you translate kalut rosh?
Levity.
Hitkinu she'er nashim yoshua bin amala v'nashim bin amata v'simchat beit ha'shoeva. So we're not talking about the whole year round, right? It's just simchat beit ha'shoeva. There's a Mishnah. Remember there's a Mishnah in the Masechet Sukkah. He says that simchat beit ha'shoeva they used to build in the Mishnah, etc., etc. Kadesh lo yom ravim. V'tet vav ma'alot. There were 15 stairs olot mitocha lezrat Yisrael. Now we're talking, and now we're leaving the Ezrat Nashim, we're going through Shaar Nicanor, and we're walking up to that level inside. If you go back to those big diagrams we had in Masechet Midot, so you can see them over here. These are this like semicircle type of stairs. 13, there they said 13, or Chamesh Yisrael Ma'alot, right? Me Ezrat Nashim, Ezrat Yisrael. Why is it called Ezrat Yisrael? Because inside the Azara, you've got that 11 amot wide area where Yisraelim could stand to do smicha on their korbanot and stuff like that, right? And there's a machlok, we'll see if there's steps between these or not. I was understood to be one flat area. There seems to be an opinion that there actually stairs over here. So these 15 stairs, we're talking about, we said all the stairs were how many, how high? We said were half an amma. So 15 amot means it was 7.5 amot from the Ezrat Nashim to the Ezrat Yisrael. The Rosh mentioned over here. Right, Shir Zimkul Hashova, Ele Mukv, okay, or maybe it's someone else says it. But anyhow, that was the idea. And then we went up to, and for the 15 Tehillim, we said, Omen Shir Loayu Trotot, Ele Mukafot, Kachati Gorin Agula, it was like semicircled steps. Okay. Then, Lishka, Velishkot Hayu Tachat Ezrat Yisrael. Quite interesting now, right? Since we've got nothing of this is wasted. See, if we're going now from Ezrat Nashim to Ezrat Yisrael, we go up 7.5 amud. That's quite high. That's like over 3 meters. So in this area over here, they had Lishkot. Because now you've got an upper level. So you can use the underground and have Lishkot. There were Lishkot over there as well. There were chambers in there as well. We don't, yeah, if you see, imagine underneath this area here, from, but the excess was from here. You with me? Yeah. Right. ופתוחות לעזרת הנשים, open to the נשים, ששם הלווים נותנים כינורות ונבלים ומצרתן, they put all their musical instruments there, וכל כלי שיר. איזו תשרת האורך היא, 100 עמה ו-35 ארוחב 11, so it's 135 amas long, on a 11 amot wide. Right, this is the whole of the Azara, 11 meters wide, וכן עזרת כהנים, הייתה אורך 100 עמה ו-35 ארוחב 11. So now look at, this is quite interesting. I don't know, we're going into detail now, which we never really understood before. If you look at this diagram again, so you've got, here's the 11 amas, then you've got another 11 amot here until those klunsaot start, where them in line with the mizbeach. So there's really 22 amot from here to here. So this is called Ezrat Yisrael, this is called Ezrat Kohanim. But there's no real difference between this and this. Just, I'm not sure why this is called Ezrat Kohanim, but it's called Ezrat Kohanim. And so that's the other 11 amot over there. Also, Arocha Veroshei Pispasin. Look here, look at the roshes over here. Veroshei Pispasin, he says here. Or like klunsaot. Okay, so we're like poles or beams of some kind. Right? Veroshei Mavdil Ben Ezrat Yisrael, Ezrat HaKohanim. So it's like a low fence. Interesting, eh? Either the, have you got it there? What's it called? The Duchan. No, that's something else. On that is where the Levim stood to sing. Mm-hmm. But this, we're talking about the Klunsaot.
It says it separates
between the... Yeah, but we're looking at a second. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, and that's a different opinion now. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Ma'ala hayata gevoha ama va'aduchan atanu aleha. Two different opinions. Okay. So the Tanakama says that it is just like a little fence, and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says there was a like a stage on it, like a little ramp, a little bama, right, which was amahai, והדוכן התולעיו הוא בא שלוש מעלות של חצי חצי אמה, and there were three steps of half an amah each, נמצאת עזרת הכהנים, you see, according to this opinion, the עזרת ישראל and the עזרת כהנים were different heights, right? הכהנים גבוה מעזרת ישראל שתי אמות ומחצה, two and a half amahs higher than that. Now, כל העזרה הייתה אורך 187, the whole עזרה was 137, הרוחב 125, so it was 137 long on 135 wide. V'shloshesrei hishtachavuyot, there were 13 places where you'd have to bow whenever you walked. It's quite amazing. So imagine, a Kohen's walking through the Azara, gets to the spot, he has to bow down. Gets up, he walks, he has to bow down. That's how that was their life. Right? Nothing was normal, like as we know it, like in the Beit HaMikdash. And they have to walk to the right, and they go from the right, every time they get to the spot, they go to bow down. Great. What? Free physio. Yeah, they kept them very fit. Imagine, the guy's only working 1 week. It's only 1 week in a couple of, like 1 week a year, 1 week every 6 months or whatever the case was. So you'd have to be prepared for this. Because you try and walk up and down and bow down every few minutes. It's not so easy. So if you aren't used to it, I suppose the Kohanim used to have Pilates classes beforehand to prepare them. Okay. Orech me'ashrim aloch me'avishlosh v'shlosh shesh tachulim. Abba Yossi ben Chanan omer kenege shlosh sharim dromiim smuchin ne'marav. So he says that this whole 13 idea is kenege the 13 gates, right? That on the southern side in closer to the west. And he says, Yoshar Elyon, and he mentions the 13 gates that we're going to start counting. There was Shar Elyon, Shar Adelek, Shar Bechorot, Shar Amayim, and the Mishnah says, V'lamini Krash Shmo Shar Amayim. It's amazing. The Mishnah doesn't wonder why it's called Shar Adelek, Shar Bechorot, but that's obvious. But why called Shar Amayim? Shebo Machlisin Shluchit Shar Amayim. That's where they bring that little flask of water to do the Nisuch on the Chag, on Sukkos. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Bo Hamayim Mapachim. Right, look at this, look at the Rosh Avi, yeah? He says, Hamayim Mepechin Kerita Biyoma. Okay, so here he says there seems to be like a stream that ran through it. Just give me the translation of Mepechim.
It says the stream of water is as wide as that which is just from a flask.
Okay, because it's very narrow. V'atini yot yotzi mitachat mepatan miftan abayit. And soon in the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash, another stream there which will flow out through the opening of the Minash, Ulamatan, but Safon, and so too, that likewise there were gates on the south, also gates on the north, but Safon, Tzuchin, Amara, on each side, Shar, Yechonia, Shar HaKorban, Shar HaNashim, so it was Yechonia's gate. Shar Yechonia, by the way, the Rosh Aviyah says, we'll see the second, we'll come to the second. Why was it called Shar Yechonia? So he says there, Shar Yechonia, Shar HaKorban, where the Korbanot were, Shar HaNashim, where women were, Shar HaShir, they would sing, but I'm going to crash more Shar Yechonia. He says, Shebo Yatza Yechonia Begaluto. Quite sad. Yechonia, if you look at the Rosh on the side there, he says there, Shebo Yatza Yechonia. Yechonia was also Yehoyachin. It was also called Yehoyachin. He was one of the last kings that went into from Melech Yehuda. And he was sent into Galut. Look, he says, Yakeshe Higluhu Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar exiled him, nichnas lishtachavot v'natash, he took permission from the Benavigdash, v'yatza derech oto shar. He left through that gate. Ubeit ha-nitzotz, ubeit ha-moked, ayu me'elu ha-sharim. He says, there are also other gates there, says the Rosh. But ha-nitzotz, ubeit ha-moked, ayu me'elu ha-sharim, ele she-nikru lahem gam elu ha-sharim. They had different names. He says, over here, and now we've got Shebe-Mizrach, Shar Nikonor, there was a ninth gate, Shar Nikonor, ubop, Pishpashim. There were two gates in Shar Nikonor, two little smaller gates. So you've got nine so far, plus the two Pishpashim in Nikonor, another also considered extra gates. So that's 11. Hayulo echad b'mino v'chad b'smolo, one on the east, on the left, one on the right. V'shnayim b'ma'arav lo hayalem shem. There were other two gates on the west, never had names. Look at the Rosh Aviyah. V'shnay pishpashayulo afapi shegam l'shar ha-moked. You're obviously all asking yourselves a question, right? In Shara Moke, there were also Pishpashim. Remember we saw that? Why aren't they counted as gates? It says there, and why are these Pishpashim in Shara Nikonor counted as gates? It says, even though Moke Aya Pishpash, or Toya Katan, that was a very small one. V'omed Etzel Shara Gat in the big one. But Elu, these ones in the Shara Nikonor, Hayu Katsat Gedolim, they were much a bit bigger. V'rochokim Katsat Bin Ashar, and they were like not in the middle of the Shara, but on the side of the Shara. V'chach Hayu Memamnim Yud Gimel Shara. It's there we get to 13 gates. Hadran lach harabayit, we've now learned lach harabayit, lach harabayit. How are we doing for time here? Okay, quickly. Hamizbeach hayah, now we come to the Mizbeach. So Mizbeach hayah, 32 al 32. Right, 32 and 32 amas, we know that. Right? Allah now, the base was 32 amas. Remember, it had the yasod around it. The yasod didn't go all four sides, remember? It was only on, like an amma on the east side. Then the whole south, sorry, the whole north, was had the yasod, and it came all the way down on the whole west, and then an amma on the south. Remember that? So basically, the rest of the south, and the rest of the east, never had it. Just one amma on each. So we said like a shloshim shnayim al shloshim ala amma. So now that yasod went in an amma and up an amma, the kines amma zay yasod. So the sword was an amma on an amma. So now we've got the balance now above the yasod is shloshim al shloshim. Started 32 by 32. We took an amma on each side off. Now we've got 30 by 30.
Just drawing on the bottom is different than what I think you just explained.
Why is it different?
But you said it's only an amma on the east side.
And it is an amma on the east side. Just right. Your drawing is in the wrong direction.
Yes.
Yeah, it also took me a second to work. As you told me now, I looked at it now and I panicked. But it's. We've learned it plenty of times. We know that that opposite the Heichal was complete. So that's the west.
North.
And on the north was complete. Right, this is the other way. Look at this drawing like this. Then Allah Hamesh. Then we had five Amas went up. Another five Amas. The Kines Amah. Then we go in an Amah again. And that's the Sover. That's where the Kohanim would walk around the top, remember? So it goes in an Amah as well. So now we've got two Amas in again. So from 30, we're now down to 28. Right? ונמצא כף חט על כף חט, מקום הקרנות, right? 28. אמה מזה ומאמה מזה. Now we go up to, now that area from the sovev to the top is the same. Now the קרנות on the corners ate up an amma. Remember? It's basically an amma like that. So it ate up an amma of the Mizbeach. So basically, we couldn't walk on this area. So now we're on top of the Mizbeach now, but now we're in another amma. So now we're down to 26 by 26. Then there was an area where the Kohanim walked, remember? Another Amma. So we're now down to 24 by 24. So 24 by 24 was really the area on the top where they could burn and the tapuach and all the actual work was done. So let's quickly read it. Right, Makom HaKranot Amma Mizem Amma Mizem Nimtza Kav Vavak 26 by 26. Makom Hiduch Raglea Kohanim Kohanim walked Kohanim Amma 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 Mizem Amma on each side Nimtza Kav Dalet Equals Makom HaMaracha. So the Makom Lemaracha was net 24 by 24 Amos. Okay, that is the area on the top. If you look at the Rosh there, the fifth line, it's like a couple of the Makom Lemaracha. V'darish le kaman mikra. We've got a Pasuk. V'yichtiv Yecheskel, Yecheskel. V'ha'ariel. Ariel is what the Beit HaMikdash is called, right? We actually, here you're talking about the Mizbeach. It's called the Ariel. Some people say Holy Yerushalayim is called Ariel, Harabai is called Ariel. Here he's talking about the Ariel, the actual Mizbeach itself. Shtei Mishrei Orech al Shtei Mishrei Rochav, 12 by 12, Rabua. Now he says, Yachol She'enu le Shtei Mishrei al Shtei Mishrei. Can, is it possible it can only be 12 by 12? So he says, Keshu Omer al Arba Revaim, Hav Omer mi Emtza'itu Moded. Measure from the middle. So it really wasn't, it wasn't 12. It was 12 from the middle and 12 from the middle. 12 from the middle, 12 from the middle. So it actually ended up being 24 by 24. That's the Pasuk in Yecheskel. Look, Rabbi Yossi, mitchila, Rabbi Yossi, like this. At the beginning, lo haya ele kafchet al kafchet. It was 28 by 28. Kones v'ole b'midah zo ad shnimtza makom haracha 20 by 20. So he says, we never started with 32 by 32. We started with 28 by 28. So we're down 4 amas less. So when we ended up with 24 by 24, you actually only end up with 20 by 20 on this whole experiment. V'keshalu b'nei ha'gola, when the second marriage came, hosifu alav arba amot min ha'tzafon v'arba min ha'mar, they added 4 on each side, kamin gema. She'ne'emar v'ariel, the quotes this pasuk, they knew they had to get to 24. Right, so this gema is basically like the bottom of the yasod is not a full square. It's only like on the two parts around. The Avi Rachum Rebbe called Yechosh Yalei Shtem Shal Shtem Shrek Shomer Al Arba Yotan Fos Koyim Lamed Shemina Emtza Hu Modeh Shtem Shrek Amar Kol Ruach. Right now, the Chut Shel Sikra, there was this red Chut Chogro Be Emtza that went around the Mizbeach in the middle. Okay, La Havdil Bein Hadamim, to separate between the blood Elyonim and the Tachtonim, the top and the bottom ones. By Yesod Haya Malach Al Penei Kol. Okay, Robert, here it comes. And the Yesod Haya Malach Al Kol Penei Kol HaTzafon, on the whole northern side. Va'al Penei Kol HaMar, on the whole western side. Va'ochel Bedarun, on the eastern, on the southern side, only ate up Amah Achat, u'b'mizrach Amah Achat. Okay, end of Aviyah.
So how do I stop this now? What do I do?